Gerard, 4-point defeat at the hands of Donegal today. Your girls put up a good performance here, so they did.
Good performance, but I suppose it's come down to fine margins, and I suppose, you know, 2 goals in the first half alone, needs the first goal is an excellent score, but the second goal, we're going to say, that was a poor goal from our point of view, and it's one that shouldn't happen, and that gave them a foothold in the game, which, look, at you can't afford to give them sort of mistakes against a top quality side, yeah. and some of the forwards they have, so they punished us. We made wee mistakes to punish us, and suppose we had a period in the second half where we didn't get out either, a few kick-outs, so was turned over, and that was disappointing, but you're going to be punished at this level, at senior level, and that's something our girls have to learn.
You were 4 points down, but on paper you probably shaded it, so you said you were the better side in that opening half.
We played some lovely footballers. We can run off the ball, we're very hard to stop, but probably we were unlucky a few times, a few bounces of the ball. There was a ball bounced off the post and it didn't come, you know, it went to Donegal player. If it fell to Niamh O'Neill, it was in the back of the net. An excellent save, Niamh O'Neill was 1-1-1 the keeper. It was a top notch save from the keeper. Then we find margins this level was the difference. And where they got them, the ball bounced to them, it didn't bounce to us today. And that's the sort of thing, you have to create your luck, but it didn't bounce for a few times today, and that would be cost us as well.
Yeah, and even when you went 9 points down, when Donegal got that goal at the start of the second half, the girls still chipped away with it. They didn't give in, so they didn't.
No, we've come a long road in this last number of years. Like, we've been on the road the last, you know, 17 and 18, getting to all Ireland finals. There was setbacks in all games and different games and different things throughout us, so we knew that character was never going to be in question. And it's just a few fine margins they cost us, and a few mistakes cost us, but you have to learn that, and that's, you'll be punished. Whereas maybe you got away with that at intermediate level, you certainly not get away at senior level.
There's only three of the girls that started here today have played senior football before, for Tyrone, if I'm right in saying. So there's a good crop of young girls coming up through the ranks here. They're very, very pacey footballers, and they're very talented footballers, and the future's bright for Tyrone ladies football.
It certainly is bright for Tyrone. It's just a matter of now making that step. And I know, and cementing ourselves now, in July is going to be a very, very important month for us at the Dunleary stage, and making sure we stay in senior football and taking this on to the next step, because you need to be playing senior football. The Tyrone needs to be, you know, and them young, talented girls, and we have lots of them in the panel, and they're really learning by playing at that level.